Gameplay Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
I'm Dan Dawson at Alexandra Palace for the William Hill World Darts Championship, where Gary Anderson kicked off the defence of his title with a routine 3-0 win over Frosty the Throwman, Mark Frost, on opening night. Frost seemed to be having the time of his life on his debut at the tournament, clowning about with the crowd and laughing, but he only won two legs against the Flying Scotsman, who says he's focused on winning a third consecutive title.
The nine darters have been flying in left, right and centre. Played yellow on Saturday on the stage, banged in a wee nine darter against him, you know, so I went back to my old darts. Got the specs on. I'm getting used to them. You know, I'm starting to think just throw without even thinking about them.
The opening night kicked off with former finalist Kevin Painter battling past Derby's Jamie Cavan. Painter could now face 16-time world champ Phil the Power Taylor in the next round, but he admits his lack of big stage experience this year counts against him.
I played in the UK Open and the Players' Championship this year. I mean, you know, if you look at that, he's going to be 100-1 on. But he knows that if he doesn't play his proper game, and I do turn up, then he's got a problem.
Welshman Jamie Lewis made it past round one for the first time as he hit an ice-cool 108 finish for the match against Ireland's Mick McGowan, who was sat on 32 to take the game into a tiebreak. And Premier League star Michael Smith, last year's quarter-finalist, beat the fast-throwing Ricky Evans in a deciding set to win his first competitive game since September in what's been a tough year for the Bully Boy.
First time I've actually gone backwards since I started playing darts. And that hurt. It's like I'm still thinking about last year. Instead of just putting it behind me, I'm 3-0 up against Raymond to get to the semis this tournament, and I actually thought I was world champion.
World number 3 Peter Wright's the big draw on Friday night as the UK Open runner-up takes on an international qualifier, either New Zealand's Warren Parry or the Dutchman Jerry Hendricks. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
Day two here at the William Hill World Darts Championships from Alexandra Palace. The first game up is a qualifier between Jerry Hendricks and the old fella from New Zealand, Warren Parry. I'm going with Jerry Hendricks. I think he's just got the edge on the scoring power. Well, the next game is a Welsh affair. Gerwyn Price against Johnny Clayton. Johnny Clayton, been hit or miss all year, but Gerwyn Price has been very solid. I've got to go with Gerwyn Price on this one. Well, what a game this one is, the next one. Steve Beaton, the 25-year veteran of this game, up against the young South African Devon Peterson. Now, the scoring power should be with Devon Peterson, but the experience and the knowledge is with Steve Beaton. I've got Steve Beaton to win it. However, I think Devon Peterson will have the most 180s. And last match, a thrill to everyone to watch Snakebite Peter Wright. He will take on the winner of Jerry Hendricks against Warren Parry. And Peter Wright is one of the outside tips to perhaps lift the William Hill World Darts Championship. Got to go with a Peter Wright all the way.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.